KSP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Minnesota's next on the list for a federal immigration enforcement operation. Lisa Dwyer reports this one will target Somali immigrants with final deportation orders.
During a cabinet meeting, President Trump said that Somali immigrants are too reliant on the U.S. social safety net.
They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you.
Minnesota has the largest Somali community in the nation. Many fled the civil war in Somalia. The executive director of the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations says that around 95% of Somalis in Minnesota are U.S. citizens and that about 50% of the community were born in the United States. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At that cabinet meeting, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defended a follow-up strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean Sea that's drawn congressional scrutiny.
I didn't stick around for the hour and 2 hours, whatever, where all the sensitive site exploitation digitally occurs. So I moved on to my next meeting. A couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made the, which he had the complete authority to do. And by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat. He sunk the boat and eliminated the threat. And it was the right call. We have his back.
A senior advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin says talks today with President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner on ending the war in Ukraine were productive, but much work remains. And the first major winter storms bringing snow and ice to the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic.
So this system will sweep off to the east and the snow from it will finally die down very early Wednesday.
Ashton Robinson Cook at the National Weather Service.
And then we'll have cold high pressure moving in from the Dakotas and South Central Canada that'll reinforce the shot of colder air.
This is AP News. Doodling and drowsiness at President Trump's final cabinet meeting of the year, Saka Magani reports.
After long opening remarks,
we're going to go around the room. We'll go quickly, but we're going to go around the room and we'll start with Pete.
Hegseth, whose title on his nameplate was misspelled with an extra S at the start of secretary. They did not, in fact, go quickly. The meeting lasted more than 2 hours, not the longest of Trump 2.0, but still long. White House Budget Chief Russ Vogt killed time doodling Bob Ross style on a notepad. The 79-year-old president's eyes fluttered and at times closed, even as he railed against a recent article examining his stamina and schedule.
Is Trump sharp? Trump is sharp.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.